In the passage we just heard, Jesus has arrived at where his good friend Lazarus has died. But as we read this story, Jesus is late, isn't he? He's not just late for the funeral, he's missed the funeral. Lazarus is dead and buried. And in fact, he's been buried for 4 days. That is way past it. Later on in the story, which we didn't read this morning, when Jesus asked for the tomb to be opened, one of the sisters points out, "No, don't do that, it'll stink." That's how dead Lazarus was. Really, really dead. But notice that Martha and Jesus have this conversation. And I want us to have a bit of a think about this conversation that they have. Jesus says to her that he is going to rise Lazarus. And notice what Martha says back to him. "Yes, I know that. At the end of time, God is going to raise all those who trust in him." You know, she knew this. She's not quite sure what Jesus is talking about just now. But she had this interest, this understanding of resurrection. And I want us to have a bit of a think about exactly what did she understand about resurrection. You've got to remember, this is still a couple of weeks before Jesus' death and resurrection. We who live after Easter, when we think resurrection, we think Jesus, don't we? His resurrection changed everything. What's happening here, though? Back in Isaiah, hundreds of years before Jesus, these words are written by the prophet. "But those who die in the Lord will live. Their bodies will rise again. Those who sleep in the earth will rise up and sing for joy." There was this understanding that God would be faithful to his people. That death, that being put into the ground, that being no more, wasn't how it is. That God would raise bodies back up. And he does always talk in the Old Testament and in the New about bodies. Not just spirits, but that we're going to be put back together. The Old Testament also talks about that there will come a time where there will be no more wars, no more suffering, no more pain, no more crying. But as Israel went through their difficulties, what did that actually mean? How was God going to do this? When? The understanding was at the end of the age, at the end of time, God is going to put everything right, and those who die in the Lord will live, and bodies would be involved. Thus, resurrection. Our concept of resurrection always involves bodies. We see that with Jesus' own resurrection. Jesus tells Martha that he is going to raise Lazarus. And Martha quickly goes to this Old Testament understanding. She thinks almost that Jesus maybe is just giving her a bit of that platitude, you know. Sometimes we can almost be dismissive at somebody's grief, can't we? Where we can say, "Oh, don't worry, they're with God, they're happy." But Jesus isn't like that. Jesus is talking about something specific. And in this particular story, he's going to be very literal, isn't he? Lazarus is going to be brought back to life. But this is still not the resurrection that is being talked about. Because Lazarus was brought back into his own body the way it was. One could almost say he was resuscitated, put back together to go on, which no doubt meant that he grew old, he died at some time in the future. And there were other people that Jesus raised from the dead. But there is a resurrection, something better, something more substantial yet to come that this is looking forward to. As Jesus is talking to them, he points to himself, that this concept of resurrection, this concept of life, has to do with him. Paul tells us that for since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all have been made alive. What can we do to save ourselves? Well, not a whole lot. The most powerful, the most intelligent, the strongest, the most beautiful, the most wealthy, all end up here, don't we? We can't save ourselves. What power do we have over death? What hope do we have? As Paul says here, death, which let's admit it, we all feel that death is wrong. It's something that shouldn't be happening to us. That death comes through Adam, through our fall, through our rebellion, through our turning our backs on God. And if we can't save ourselves, who can save us? Jesus. As death came through one man, so does resurrection, so does life come through one man. Back in Isaiah, it was for those who put their trust in the Lord. That is qualified in the New Testament by saying for those who put their trust in Jesus. Jesus is fulfilling those promises of the Old Testament. Have a look again at what Jesus says here. This is what Jesus said to Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Notice what he says there. He doesn't say, I am the way to get a resurrection, does he? He doesn't say, I have the solution. I have the secret knowledge. Come and follow me and I'll share this secret knowledge with you. It's not that he has discovered something. He is the resurrection. He is life. Real life is Jesus. Real resurrection is Jesus. Resurrection isn't a theology. It isn't just something that will happen to those who put their trust in Jesus. Resurrection is a person. It is Jesus. We don't understand all that goes on. We have very little understanding of heaven, and the Bible actually doesn't tell us all that much. The media and stories and everything else try to fill in all the gaps. But what the Bible keeps telling us time and time again is that those who put their trust in Jesus go to be with him. The thief on the cross, Jesus said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. Sometimes we get all wrapped up of, oh, what's paradise and how does that... No, the important thing is Jesus is telling that guy who is dying right next to him, you will be with me. That is the hope. That is the assurance. That is the hope and assurance that Sid had. Sid loved his Lord, which means he's still loving his Lord. He is in his arms. I have no idea how heaven works. I have no idea exactly how the new heavens and the new earth work, except that we are told both in Isaiah and in Revelation that that's going to come. At the end of the age, God is going to fix everything. And not just fix, it'll be better. It'll be better than the garden we lost at the beginning. There will be no more suffering. There will be no more pain. We will be with our Lord and Saviour. And as you think about that time, be assured that Sid will be laughing and jumping and dancing And whilst it will be good to catch up with him, I can assure you that for all of those of us who love our Lord Jesus, our primary focus will always be on him. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.